T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In my personal experience, I feel like whenever you try to make everyone happy in a situation, 9 times out of 10, you end up making all of them mad, which is...
Well, that's just life, right?
What we're trying to avoid this morning for the listener we're about to talk to. It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And let's bring her on now. It says no need for the voice changer, but we're not gonna say her name, which... ultimately means that Breezy's is going to make up a name for you and then give you a nickname 1 second later. That's just what she does. Is prepared for that, okay?
Let's go with Mary.
Okay.
Mary had a little lamb. On Team PXY, this Friday morning, we're going to walk you through this dilemma and hopefully get some closure and some answers for you here.
Yeah, what's going on, Mary? How are you?
Hi, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be.
Most people that listen to our show are. So that's fine. not new for us. But yeah, you are walking a delicate tightrope here when it comes to trying to make your boyfriend happy and not piss off your current roommates.
Exactly. So my boyfriend and I have been together for, I want to say, about a year now. And, you know, it's getting time to take the next step in our relationship.
Nice.
His lease is ending in September, and he really wants to move in together. And honestly, I want to, too, but...
Okay. Sounding good so far. This all seems to be coming together,
yeah,
progressing nicely, moving in after a year. Yeah, this is great.
I was hoping it would be really easy, but there's a few factors that I'm like, I'm definitely iffy on. I actually have 2 roommates that I live with, and I just re-signed a lease until March 2021.
Okay, a little ways off there.
Yeah. So my roommates actually offered to let him move in with us, and we can all live here together and split the rent, which would be really helpful because it would be super cheap. But my boyfriend, you know, he doesn't really love the idea of starting a huge chapter of our lives with, like, people around.
Yeah.
So,
well, that, you know, and then there would be, what, 4 of you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how big your place is, but I feel like it needs to be pretty big for 4 people to not get in each other's way.
Sure.
And just I have to point out, he might feel also maybe, I don't know, are your other roommates other women, or is it a mixture?
So it's a mixture.
Okay,
so
okay,
I know
okay.
that he feels like kind of okay with that.
Okay, gotcha, you know? Gotcha. All right.
But I don't, like, these are people I've been friends with for years, so I don't want to screw them over.
Mm-hmm,
right.
And my fight, too, is, like, if we save money and it's cheap, you know, maybe you could, like, save for a ring someday. I don't know.
True.
Like,
you know, like a house together.
I love that you're
like
planting the seed already.
I mean, you have
if
to
anything,
do
it's,
that, you know.
Mary, it's like a springboard almost, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's dipping your toe while also being financially smart. So
yeah.
I see where you're coming from with that.
I get the saving money thing, but still, I don't know how old you are, Mary, but living with 4 people at a certain age, you're like, it's not something I want to do unless I like really have to.
I mean, look, I'm 25, so it's not like
okay,
I'm,
yeah,
you know, super, super young, but I'm also not super old either. So I'm like, I can squeeze out a few more years living with roommates, maybe like 2 max.
Maybe
so,
till March of 2021.
Yeah, right.
Maybe until March of 2021. It all depends on
how things go. Okay.
How things pan out, yeah.
So there's the roommates, and then he has a dog, and that's the second factor.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, like a big, big dog.
Okay.
And
space has become
you know,
a bigger issue than I even thought.
Yeah, It's just there's people and there's animals. It's just like I can't win because
you're living in a zoo.
This is a lot.
I'm living in a zoo. Okay. It's true because you never know with dogs, right? It's like, you know, everybody's like, yeah, I'm fine. You can have a pet in the house, and then, you know, when you're in the thick of it, you just never know how it's going to go and how the dog is going to acclimate. So I'm
or the roommates.
Yeah,
like they could say they're fine, and they're like, oh, it's fine. I love dogs.
This...
And like living with the dog and like being annoyed by the dog, like, daily is very different than the dog, like, visiting and leaving.
Mary, I got to be honest with you. This appears to be a powder keg, okay? Like, things could be fine, and everyone could get along, and the dog might not destroy everyone's stuff. But I feel like the chances of things going awry are high, and that could cause some real headaches, especially when you think about this is the first time you guys will be living together. Let me just give you a little piece of advice. I don't know if you've ever lived with a significant other before, but it's an adjustment and it can be difficult. And I just feel like if this was a video game, you're putting it on extra hard mode by having all these other factors involved with the just trying to live together and figure out how you guys live together.
Yeah. I mean, that's my fear. Like, I don't want to set us up for failure.
Yeah. Now,
so that's kind of why I'm in this major dilemma. Oh,
can you afford a place? Just you guys?
No, we can. It's possible. Again, it's just about, like, trying to be smart and save for the future. I'm a person that likes to save, you know? So that's where my brain goes, we can save a little bit of money. So he's not like that.
But okay. But it's also like, yeah, you're saving money, but at what cost?
Right.
But like, okay, so yes, all that's fine and well, but like you said, you don't want to screw your roommates over, so what would they do? You can't just like peace out, guys. See ya. Hopefully you can make up this huge portion, a third of the rent that I don't know where that's coming, where you're pulling that from thin air.
I mean, there's options. You can look for a sublet. Certainly, that's a way to go. Find someone to take your place. That would be I think that would be the smoothest transition, right? If you could find someone that would just take your spot, then they're not out the money, and then you can go and actually like have a real shot at this relationship working out, as opposed to I don't know. I can only speak from what I would do, but if I were in your shoes, there's no way in hell I would live with my significant other for the first time with two other roommates and a dog. Again, I don't know how big your place is, but I can't imagine it's big enough to have all of those people.
I mean, it's a pretty spacious place, but I can see, you know, I mean, I do see his side. That's why I'm calling you guys, because I'm like, I see my side, and I do kind of see his side, but I need someone to like help me put it in perspective.
Sure.
It's a lot to take in, because there's like, it's him and my friends, and I mean, I guess I could find a sublet if, you know, but with everything going on, I'm like, maybe it's just better to kind of stay in one place for a little bit, and like...
where I'm leaning. It's like, we're in a very weird time in the world right now.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, finding a sublet's all fine. It sounds great on paper, right? It's like, oh, just find a sublet. It's like, okay, well, you need to find a sublet that roommate A likes, roommate B likes, who's clean, who doesn't have coronavirus, who isn't going to compromise anyone's health, who's going to get along with everyone. It's like,
I mean,
jackpot.
You might be looking a little too into this and trying to make the situation a little too perfect for everyone involved. And as I said at the beginning of this, when you try to do that, you usually piss off everybody. Look, maybe it's a selfish thing for me to say, but if you're going to prioritize your relationship and your relationship working and living together successfully versus making your roommates mad, who I know you're friends with, like, if I got to pick one, I'm going with the relationship.
I'm just not really one to like burn bridges. Like, that's my whole thing.
Yeah, but
it.
You would be burning a relationship potentially. That's the bigger bridge. That's the freaking Golden Gate Bridge versus, you know, it would suck to screw your friends over, but if it comes down to brass tacks and you got to make a call, like, that, in my opinion at least, is the smarter move.
Mary, I'm sorry we're not being very helpful.
Maybe
okay. As if we're extremely torn.
Maybe we can get some more advice on this. Let's open this up a little bit, because I know there's certainly always people listening to the show that have been through everything that we've ever talked about. You are never alone. That is the motto of the show. 585-222-9800. Let me reset really quick. So we've got Mary on the phone, and Mary wants to move in with her boyfriend. Problem is that she's got a lease right now until March, and she doesn't want to just bail on that and screw over her roommates. Here's the issue, though. If her boyfriend moves in, it's four people and a dog living in a house, which, again, sounds like an absolute nightmare. What would you do if you were in her position? We can get a little more advice for you here, since we're so torn on it. Can we throw some polls up too, Bree?
Maybe
we could.
Yes.
To get some stats here. Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. Yeah.
Unless you just call it how it's fake and they're made up. Then I guess maybe.
Mary, I feel for you, though. I really do.
Thank you. I feel not crazy now, you know? At least I know.
No.
Like, the things I'm thinking about are, like, real.
No, for sure.
Definitely not.
No, without a doubt. Okay, all right. We'll see what we can do for you. We'll throw a poll up on our Facebook page as well. You can comment there. Search out 98PXY. Mary, keep listening, and keep an eye on what people are saying online, too, okay? And we'll hopefully get you a little more clarity here.
I definitely will. Thank you guys for helping me out.
Sure,
I really appreciate it.
I mean, we've done nothing so far, but I guess we'll see. This texter, by the way, 585-222-9800, if you want to jump in on this, says, a couple of years ago, I lived in a house with three roommates, two dogs, a cat, three ferrets, and a goldfish. Talk about a zoo.
Literally Seneca Park Zoo.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. And my concern for her is that if they go that route, living together for the first time is stressful enough, right? Mm-hmm. It's very different to be in a relationship with someone where maybe you see them every day and maybe you spend a ton of time at their place, but truly living together, there's things you notice that you just can't if you don't, right? Mm-hmm. And that can be a tough transition for some people. So it just seems like she's making it more difficult on the relationship by adding in all these other factors.
But there's a lot of other things at play. Like, she has some tough decisions to make.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I don't think that it's right for her to just, like, ditch her roommates and leave them high and dry, mm-hmm. and, like, be like, oh, yeah, let's find a sublet, and, like, rush to find a sublet if that person's not really going to fit in with the other roommate. I don't think that's, like,
I mean, I don't think that's
a notable thing to do.
You shouldn't have to turn it into an episode of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette to see if your roommates are going to be okay with that person. As long as they're not, like, terrible. Like, obviously, you don't want them to be an awful person, but it's tough because there's not a perfect situation that's going to fall into place most of the time for things like this, right? And a decision has to be made. You're right. And when it comes down to it, are you going to go with the health of your relationship, or are you going with the, I don't want to make my roommates mad? Because there's a possibility that there is a world that exists where those two things cannot happen at the same time. You've got to give somewhere, right? So what do you do? We've got a couple other options. Some texters have brought up some really good points, and we'll get to those in a minute. But
these texts and these comments on Facebook, they're really all over the board here. There's no one clear, concise answer. And also, I put up a poll on our Twitter to kind of see, get a temperature check on where people were lying on this.
Mm-hmm.
I put up three options. As of right now, don't do it. Horrible idea.
Yep.
Go for it, sister. Or proceed with caution. Not one person voted for go for it, sister. And 62% of people say proceed with caution.
So
38% of people say don't do it. Horrible idea.
So don't do it would be the boyfriend moving in with her and the roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. It's not ideal. It sucks. And I would feel bad about screwing over roommates, but it's that, or you're putting your relationship in jeopardy. And look, that relationship might not work out, but also they could be the one to. So there's that. Joe the Cable Guy checking in, texted and saying, do not do it. As somebody with a lot of experience with this type of thing, very rarely does it ever work out living that closely with your friends and your relationship in the same mix. And you will be put in horrible situations, and you may have to make a choice. Because that's so true. What if the roommates don't like the boyfriend? And then you're stuck in the middle as the one in the relationship and being friends with them. Like, that's a horrible spot to be in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you may, Mary, may make the call that I don't want to screw my friends over, so just suck it up, move in for a little bit, we'll deal with it. She may, in the long run, still end up making her friends mad, right? Even though she's making the decision, essentially picking them and their happiness over the happiness of her boyfriend because he's not super into this idea.
Right. Okay, so let's flip the coin here. And then some other people are saying stay. She has a lease. She needs to follow through with the lease until the end unless her friends have a replacement roommate. Never screw friends over. Christine saying if you still have roommates, you're not ready for your boyfriend to move in. Yeah. They should get their own place together.
Christine dropping bombs right now.
I mean, I don't really... Christine, I mean, I don't know anyone who's in a perfect financial situation to live on their own. But.
Yeah. No, I don't necessarily agree with what Christine is saying.
And this story, this little tale has me wondering as well. My friend made her boyfriend, who I hated, move in. It was the worst for all of us.
Maybe don't let them move in if you know that your roommate or friend hates them. That would make this clearer. If when we talked to Mary, she was like, oh, and my roommates absolutely hate my boyfriend.
I think she would have said that if that was the case. Yeah. She said, I finally left. And of course, it ended up breaking up our friendship and it has never recovered. I think to say the boyfriend's relationship is the goal is shameful. They could break up. I understand not wanting to try, but it really is something that needs to be discussed within the roommates.
Well, I don't know. And we also don't know how good of friends that she is with these roommates. Are they someone?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whatever. Call it shameful if you want. Text her. That's fine. But when it comes down to it, are they people that you're friendly with because you live together? Or are they friends from before that you've known forever?
Right.
I mean, there's going to be a different level of loyalty given that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look, again, none of this is ideal, but welcome to life, making decisions that aren't ideal. That's what it comes down to. We do have some other potential options here from some texters, and I think some of this stuff might be able to work out. This texter, could the boyfriend ask his landlord for a 6-month lease? Then both leases would end in March and they could move in together then. There's an option. Extend a little bit. And then Caleb checking in saying, why doesn't she finish her lease? And he starts a new one. Then when hers is over, she just moves in with him.
Yeah.
That's, again, could potentially solve this problem. Now, obviously, it seems like they're excited about moving in together and taking things to the next level. But
yeah,
if it's not the right time, it's not the right time. So
sure.
Also, you don't want to force stuff.
No.
So plenty to think about.
There's a lot for Mary here, if she's still listening, to think about, mull over.
She's probably passed out from all of the options. It's dizzying.
She's like, I'm exhausted. I'm napping. I really can't deal with all this.
I don't know. You know what? I decided to get my own. I'm going to get in my own place. I'm going to get.
She's like, I'm going to live in a cardboard box on the side of the road.
Maybe.
So
we'll keep in touch with Mary and figure out what she plans on doing. And we'll have to get an update on this because now I'm invested.
Yeah.
Now I need to know what's going to happen next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.